Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. Today is July 1st, 2020, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. Today, we're reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are in the foreword to the first edition, and we'll be reading and commenting on one paragraph, the first paragraph that begins with "We of Alcoholics Anonymous." Today's readers are Phyllis D. for the 12 steps, Lisa E. S. with the 12 traditions, Penny L. C., Jordan L., and Devorah S. Nadia B. will be here to greet our newcomers and take numbers from available sponsors at the end of the meeting, and then Robin P. will close us out with some important announcements. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting, that would be for June 30th, is 14894. That's 14,894. And the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 14902. That's 14,902. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Phyllis D. to please read the 12 steps. Star 1 to unmute, please, Phyllis D. Phyllis D. I'm wondering if Devorah S. might be able to jump in here. We seem to not be connecting with Phyllis D.
Hello, this is Phyllis D.
There she is. Thank you so much, Phyllis D. Can you please read the 12 steps for us?
Sure, I actually hung up instead of hit star one. My name is Phyllis D.
Thanks for coming back on so quick. Please go ahead.
No, I'm grateful. My name is Phyllis D. from Central Illinois. I'm a grateful recovered compulsive eater and happy to do service. These are the 12 steps of OA. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Ten, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, We tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you again for letting me serve. Have a great July, folks.
Thank you, Phyllis. Thanks for being with us this month on the steps. Appreciate it, Phyllis D. Now I will ask Lisa E.S. to please read the 12 traditions.
Thank you, Elaine. Good morning. This is Lisa E.S., recovered compulsive eater near San Francisco. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you very much, Lisa E.S. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. What the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted using star 1, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are in the chapter Forward to the First Edition, which isn't really a chapter, it's the Forward to the First Edition, and that is on page XIII. We're going to read and comment on the first paragraph, and I will now ask Penny L.C. to please begin reading.
Thank you very much, Elaine. Good morning, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. Forward to the First Edition. This is the foreword as it appeared in the first printing of the first edition in 1939. We, of Alcoholics Anonymous, are more than 100 men and women who have recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body to show other alcoholics precisely how we have recovered is the main purpose of this book. For them, we hope these pages will prove so convincing that no further authentication will be necessary. We think this account of our experiences will help everyone to better understand the alcoholic. Many do not comprehend that the alcoholic is a very sick person. And besides, we are sure that our way of living has its advantages for all. And just as the opening of this paragraph says a large we. I'm first directed to realize that this is the we of the program. It's a group effort. It's a group endeavor. We do it together, and we stand together in our solution to our problem. And the fact that there were 100 of them at the time must have been amazing, since it had come to pass that there was no cure, no solution for the alcoholic. There was no way that they could ensure even a recovery. And yet these folks are coming and saying, we have an answer. And then they're stating very clearly the purpose of the book, precisely how we have recovered. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, this is the how-to book I've always looked for. How to do life. How to be able to live outside of binging. How to be able to be free from this obsession. You know, the owner's manual that I always wished came with this body. And it's right here in my hands. What a gift. And this is not only a gift for me, but as it goes on to say, it's a gift for all of those affected by this disease. And hence, there are the chapters to the wives, to the family, to the employers. Because it does touch all of those around us. We are not just the only entity that's affected. But I know that I can't change it for anyone else except myself. So my focus needs to be on learning how to recover. And I'm so grateful that I can hold the answer in my hand and be willing to go forward and find out what my higher power has in mind for me and how there is a way for me to find that freedom from the misery of this disease. Lots of gratitude flows in at that moment, and I appreciate what this paragraph offers to me. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Penny Elsie. And if you are interested in commenting on page XIII, paragraph one, we have Alcoholics Anonymous. We invite you to share. And although we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others may share their experience too. So if you'd like to comment and you haven't shared in the last couple of days, please give me your name.
Reggie O.
Reggie O.
I heard Bruce B. E. Reggie O. Donna B.
Stuvia VG.
Freya VG. What was the first name?
Stuvia, S-I-V-I-A.
Thank you, Stuvia VG. And I have room for one more. I have Bruce C, Reggie O, Donna B, Freya H, Stuvia VG, and room for one more for the lineup.
Kara L.
R.
I heard Kara L, and I'll put a gentleman with the last initial R, first number on the next lineup. How does that sound?
Thank you. It's Evan, E-V-A-N.
Thank you, Evan R. Thank you, everybody. Okay. Well, let's get rolling with these fabulous shares, and we're going to start off with Bruce E, followed by Reggie O. Please go ahead, Bruce.
Okay. Now you set me up on that one. I got to do a fabulous share here. So this is Bruce E. And down in Florida. Thank you, everybody on the line. And what I gathered from this is and from the reading as well as the share previously, we and recovered, hopeless, and how we recovered, and then sick people. So anyway, we, it's a we, it's not a me program, right? It's a we program. So I get out, got to get out of the me, which I've been into all my life, and get into the we. So we help each other. We do it together. And it really struck me when I first read this. Well, not when I first read this. I read this years ago and read it through and didn't get any of this or much of it, you know, or at least not what I'm talking about here. And I didn't get the recovered thing. And because I always thought you couldn't get recovered. You'd never get recovered. But I can see we can get recovered from this food addiction as I've gotten recovered. And so it's an amazing miracle. I don't think it happens except for the we and the higher power. Hopeless state of body. Hopeless meaning when I lose hope, that means I can't do it myself. You know, that's all that means to me is, man, I can't do this thing myself. I got to have help from other people and a higher power. It goes on to say here towards the end of that about many do not comprehend that alcoholic is a very sick person. And I start to forget that. I start to think I'm well, and I start to think everybody else ought to be well too, right? And you know, why can't people get it? You know, or I start hearing people share that are really struggling, and I'm thinking, well, why can't they get it? Well, it says it right here. We are very sick people. I am a tremendously sick person, not just with the food, but with life itself. I'm sick, and I need this program to help me get well, and others need it too, and we need each other. So I got to remember the people I'm trying to help are really sick, you know. And like I heard in the previous share, this is a manual, you know. So, you know, I've heard people say, well, you know, when I was born or when I was growing up, I never, nobody ever gave me the manual on how to live my life. Well, this is pretty good manual right here, this book that we got right now in our hands, that we got right behind in front of us, is a pretty good manual on how to live my life. And it's pretty much gives me the answers. I can, you know, if I want to study it and really look at it and study
Central
it with
reminder.
Others. So thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Brucey. It was a great share. And now it's Reggie O's turn, and you'll be followed by Donna B. Please go ahead, Reggie.
Hi. Thank you, Elaine, and good morning. Thank you for your service. Good morning, everybody. This is Reggie O, gratefully recovered in the Los Angeles area. And, you know, this morning, but when I was writing before coming on to this meeting, I was thinking about a vision for you, and I was thinking about, you know, who, I guess the founders of the meeting back, I think it was, I don't know, 2012, if I remember correctly. I don't remember that much of the history. But I was feeling so deeply grateful. I mean, just so grateful about the people who started this. And I say this particular meeting, I'm grateful to Overeaters Anonymous because it saved my life many years ago. And coming to Vision for You, it's just like a whole nother level. I didn't keep what I had before. I didn't have this, what we have here, which is precisely how we have recovered being the main purpose of this book. I don't know of any other place that does this, you know, and it is life changing. It is, you know, it does help. we do get recovered, you know, and I was a very sick person when I came in and will always have a long way to go. But this paragraph to me is just so significant, you know, that we have recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And, you know, the way we have recovered is precisely what the big book shows us how to do, the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. And, you know, we hope these pages will be so convincing. That's the experience that we get from working this. And with the we at the beginning, you know, a long, long time ago, I thought, boy, I think God made me an addict because I needed to have other people to help me recover. I can't do this thing alone. So that we standing out is very, very big. And then it goes on to say, you know, we hope these pages will prove so convincing that no further authentication will be. No, I'm sorry. We think this account of our experiences will help everyone to better understand the alcoholic. You know, it's actually an invitation for people who are in relationship with alcoholics, with compulsive overeaters, to take a look at what really goes on, you know, so there, you know, there's not so much of the, well, have you only tried this, or why don't you not eat that, or just eat three meals a day, you know, none of that works, but the people who don't know, you know, what we've come to know don't know that, so it helps those around us as well, and besides, we are sure that our way of living has its advantages for all. I used to have a friend that would go with, I don't think she had an addictive bone in her body. She probably had one or two, but not many. And she used to go with me when I was back in Boston to OA meetings. And she would say to me, I wish I had something. I wish there was something I had that I would need a meeting for, because she loved what happened. You know, she loved what happened in the meetings. So I just, you know, leave you all. Thank you. Thank you, Elaine. Thank you, Elaine, for your service and everybody who makes this meeting possible, and to our founders. Today, I'm just having an especially grateful day, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Reggie. Grateful for you, too. Okay, so Donna B. is up next, and you'll be followed by Freya H. Please go ahead, Donna.
Good morning. This is Donna B., recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic, calling from Denver, Colorado. And I'm sitting here thinking about how grateful I am that it's the main purpose of the book to show other compulsive overeaters precisely how we've recovered. Because sometimes I forget that it's the purpose of the book, it's the message of the book that carries the message, rather than myself coming up with the perfect thing to say or the perfect way to look or trying to put together the perfect way to deliver the message. I often say that I brought myself to the program. So although the book is telling me right here in the foreword to the first edition that it is the purpose of the book to share precisely how we've recovered, I've transferred that responsibility to me as an individual to show other people precisely how I've recovered, sometimes without the help of the book itself. And it just feels important for me to say that out loud. I sometimes share on this meeting, and sometimes I sit back and just listen. But I notice that before I share, I get this sort of nervous feeling of wanting to say the right thing, wanting to be impressive, wanting to prove that this program really works, wanting to draw people towards me and my recovery and to be impressed and to be acknowledged. And it's so humbling and life-saving and life-altering to remember that really all I have to do is show up, share my story, and continue to point people to the book, because it is the book that carries the convincing testimony and the authentication of the message. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Dana B. Awesome. And, Freya H., you're up next, and you're going to be followed by Sivia VG. Please go ahead, Freya.
Good morning. This is Freya H., a recovered compulsive eater, bulimic restrictor in Colorado. Grateful for this meeting. Thank you, everybody, for being here, helping it happen. I love hearing what everybody has to say. And what really struck out for me this morning is the line that says, you know, about no further authentication will be necessary. And for some reason, you know, I was applying that to myself, thinking about, wait, is there further authentication? Is there any way to, you know, to prove that this works? And that if there were, you know, I'm sure people, you know, maybe there's some scientific studies. If there were further authentication, it would probably be an outside issue. So further authentication is you know, just not relevant to our discussion here. But the reason why it really felt meaningful to me is I realized that when I first heard that word recovered, it made me squirm because I thought, you know, it's okay for other people to use that word, but how would I ever have the audacity to, you know, say that I'm recovered, because I was comparing my insides to other people's outsides. And I just thought, well, I can't claim to be recovered. I'd be afraid that that's just not true. And I realized that the authentication that I receive of my own recovery comes most strongly when I share it with others. So when I'm speaking to other people, whether they're new to the program or, you know, working as a sponsor or just connecting with a fellow, when I hear myself sharing my experience, strength, and hope, that to me is the authentication that I am indeed for today recovered. But I don't see it. You know, I don't tend to see that on my own because, as I said, I'm so aware of how much farther I have to go. So rather than bemoaning that, oh, I'm not perfect yet, which really isn't useful, I can, you know, like in the seventh step prayer, just, God, you get all of me, you know, good and bad, and I trust you're going to use me and that I will continue to progress. So I was joking with my sponsor saying, you know, can't you give me some kind of certificate to say, yes, you are ready to sponsor? And, you know, she laughed. She understood I was joking. But I realized that's the same idea of I need some authentication. I want to show you my credentials that, yes, I have something to offer. And rather than that, I just get to trust my higher power. And, you know, the truth is that as I share, I receive so much more. So those are my thoughts. And I love hearing everybody else's thoughts as well. And I will pass.
Thank you so much, Freya H. Sivia Vici, you are up next, and you'll be followed by Kara L. Please go ahead, Sivia. Sivia G, star one to unmute, please.
There you go. That little devilish star one. That's mighty devilman right there. Sorry about that.
You conquered it. Here we go.
I did. Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for being here and doing service by being here. It's just great to, for me, it's 7 a.m., well, 7:25, and it's always a great way to start my morning. I have some notes in my book here, and I'm not sure where it comes from, but it says that the word recovered appears 15 times in the first 60 pages. It never says are recovering, and it never says we are cured. It never says we're cured. And, you know, and that helps me to remember with great humility that I am not perfect, and I recover one day at a time by working what was precisely outlined in this book. And it's taken me, you know, I'm going to be celebrating my 11th year in this program coming up. And it's taken me a good 7 years or so, maybe 8, of figuring out that this book is the exact prescription. And I was looking the other day, I'm doing a step study with one of my sponsees, and we were on step 9 with her, and there's a prescription in, it's Lori C's workbook that shows the prescription that Dr. Bob wrote back in the day. And I just thought it was pretty amazing. It just reminds me that every day I have to look at this book and I have to go through and live in steps 9, 10, 11, and 12, or 10, 11, and 12, I should say. And it tells me everything I need to know in this book, whereas I was trying all sorts of things in the past and it just wasn't working. And I'm just so grateful to have this disease, this compulsion to eat, because without it, I would not find my character defects, and I would be miserable and still 60 pounds bigger than I am now. So thank you so much, everybody, for being here, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much, Sivia. VG, you too. And Kara L., you are up next, and after Kara, we'll take another lineup of people who would like to comment on page XIII, paragraph 1, We of Alcoholics Anonymous. That's the forward to the first edition. Please go ahead, Kara.
Good morning, my fellows. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Thank you to everyone who's doing service and bringing the meeting to us today. I used to skip the forewords. You know, I was like, get me to that doctor's opinion. That's where the meat is. And I do myself a disservice when I do that. And as we were reading this morning, I was reminded, as I take sponsees through, how important it is to read the preface and the forewords and how much hope there is in them. You know, the main purpose of the book, how we recovered, let us show you. I find so much hope in that. Because when I was in the disease, you know, I am not hopeful. I am downtrodden. Life is difficult and unmanageable. And when I'm connected to my higher power, life is easy. Life is beautiful. And life just happens. And, you know, when they wrote this book, they didn't have enough people to get out. People were desperate for something to help the alcoholics. The families were desperate. And when they would send this book, and that was it. I mean, there was correspondence, but you might got, you know, a traveling person when they came through town, you know, but some remote locations and some other locations that weren't in Akron or New York, they could get the book, and the family got the book too. And it talks about that. It talks about how, you know, let us help you understand this very sick person that you're living with. Let us help you understand how this disease has compromised the whole family. Let us show you what we've done, and hopefully you can join us all, you know, on that happy road that, you know, trudging together, you know, that happy road of destiny together. Oh, that is so hopeful. And with that, you know, I'm just like, I think it's so important working, you know, especially when I'm working with another, for me to remember that and for them to see that, you know, because we're going to take some action steps that aren't so fun. But it's that promises in the beginning that we've recovered and you can have this too. It's just beautiful. So I just wanted to say that this morning, and I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of my fellows today. Have a lovely day. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kara L. So, general reminder that although we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. We have Evan R. at the top of the list, and we have room for about four or five other shares. Who'd like to comment?
Melanie C. Sorry, C. Sorry, C.
Nina S.
Melanie Riva C, Sari C, Nina S, Riva, did I hear?
Riva G, right.
Riva G, and one more.
Robin P.
Patty T.
Robin P. And Patty T, Robin P. Patty T, I'll write you down, but I'm not sure if we'll be able to get
stop
to
here.
You. I'm sorry,
take
no
10.
More space on the line, Ed. I'm so sorry.
Take 10.
So, I've got Evan R., Melanie C., Suri C., I believe it is, and you can correct me when I get there, Nina S., Riva G., Robin T., and Patty T. if there's room. Okay, so let's start off with Evan R. Please press star 1 to unmute Evan, and please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Evan R. from essentially greater Los Angeles area. It's my first time sharing on this meeting. I actually got a sponsor through this meeting. It's helped me a lot. We've gone line by line. through the big book. And I underline this paragraph a lot in the sense that it's a seemingly hopeless. And so it's not, it seems hopeless, but it isn't. And it's a state of mind and body. I think when I first started the program about 6 years ago, I thought it was just all about body. I really thought that if I could just follow my diet plan, I would be happy. I was one of those people that was really into fitness and exercise, but I just couldn't stop binging. But I'm finding now as I go through the big book, which was something I didn't try when I first started, that you get this past tense of recovery. So rather than being recovering, it's being recovered. And I learned that through this meeting, and I am super grateful for this meeting. And I guess where I'm at right now, too, is just that with the COVID thing, it's actually pushed me online. I've actually found a lot of support to the online meetings because out where I am, the meetings aren't necessarily super strong. But I think I found a lot of recovery through the online, through the Zoom, and through this. And so that's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Evan R. Really glad you're here and glad to have you share. Melanie C., you're up next, followed by Suri C.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Elaine. My name is Melanie C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and I'm in Oregon. My heart's beating fast because this somehow has just touched me again. I've heard this before already this morning, and I believe that there was a power greater than me that brought me to this particular way of addressing the disease that I have of compulsive overeating. I had been in OA since 1989, off and on, and before I knew. Well, probably 17 to 20 years before then, I knew that I had difficulty with what it was that I was doing with food. You know, comes to find out that I was treating a very, very deadly disease with Snickers bars, pepperoni pizza, and Rocky Road ice cream, and it just made perfect sense to do that over and over and over and over again. I just found a new way to apply it in a more rigorously structured fashion, and then the idea and the lie that I told myself, if I lost weight, then it was a successful thing, so I'd revisit again, the twisted thinking over and over and over again. I did not know the nature of this disease. I didn't know that it was an ism that resided in my brain 100% of the time, and that as long as I was putting in something that activated an allergy, i.e. my food, it was going to bombard me with these kinds of twisted thinking that I could not get to the truth. And somebody opened up this book for me and told me that there were directions in here, and the big book talks about these directions that authors will they'll kind of build up and they'll begin, I mean, they repeat it over and over. They'll build up and they'll say, this is what we're going to tell you about the directions for this disease. This is what we're going to tell you about this. And then they're going to tell you about this. And then they're going to wrap it up and give it to you again. But I'll tell you what, I don't know, maybe you're like me, but I saw that they were doing that, trying to reinforce it, so that made it very clear for me, but I still didn't understand it. So the we of this particular program help somebody like me crack open even the directions here for a mind like mine. It had gotten so sickened. I am forever, ever touched and grateful, and each and every day I see something new and a deepening of my awakening that my brain is becoming more and more aligned with some sort of same kind of being and same kind of treatment of other people. It's absolutely stunning for me. The idea that this is a spiritual program, only a spiritual malady only, would make sense, then it would happen and help be helpful to everyone. But if you're the moderate eater or the hard eater, this is going to work for you. Yet on the other hand, for me, I'm the real deal. I'm the absolute real deal. My life completely depended upon it, and somebody brought it to me. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Melanie C. Cerise, you're up next, and you're followed by Nina S. Please go ahead, Cerise.
Hi. Cerise, compulsive overeater, not recovered, except trudging this road with so many people, supportive people. I 100 people, the voices of the recovery on this line, I'm in awe. What's amazing is that I I've maintained this, that the people who are alcoholics, the people who are overeaters, are the very best of people, because every single person has something that is out of control in their lives, and it gets worse. It progressively gets worse. Everybody has their hopeless state of mind and whatever it is that they're struggling with personally. But with food, I can hide it until I can't hide it. When I think I'm hiding it, I'm not. When I think I'm chewing in public and nobody notices because nobody cares, they see it and they judge me. And an alcoholic, yeah, they can hide it very well. So I'm really good at hiding it. But then push comes to shove, it'll come to light. But you know what? If somebody is, addicted to gossiping and hurting other people, and they think, oh, well, nobody's going to know that I'm a backstabbing person, people know it. Everything becomes hopeless if you don't trust in your higher power, if you don't look to your higher power, because everybody seems, it just progressively gets worse. And you know what? I'm so grateful to be an overeater. I am sick. I'm so sick. But I know that I have to just keep pulling and trudging and walking on this road and listening to this line of the voices of recovery, because there is a road of happy destiny at the end of this. And you know what? I'm going to get there before I get to the end of my life or the end of whatever, because I'm walking with such a fellowship. 100, seemingly hopeless. It's only hopeless as much as I seem to focus on wanting it to be hopeless. So I'm just taking the little minute positive things that I could say I'm doing today. I'm on this line. I'm listening to these voices, and I'm choosing to take my moments, my minutes of sobriety, and trudge forward minute by minute, second by second, and hour by hour, and hopefully soon in God's time, day by day, and then year by year. Thank you so much for all the voices on this line. I pass.
Thank you very much, Tracy. Keep on coming. You guys, I overestimated how much time we had available when taking names. So if you're able to shave off a minute or so from your share, we may be able to fit all of you. So Nina S., you're up next, followed by Riva G.
Thank you, Nina S., recovered compulsive overeater in California.
Riva G., from Brooklyn.
Oh, I'm sorry, Riva G. You're going to be right after Nina S. Nina S., okay? Thank you. Nina, please go ahead.
Thank you. Nina, compulsive overeater. I just wanted to claim my seat today because what I heard was that we can recover, and I really heard the word precisely in that reading. So then I looked up the word precisely in the dictionary. That's what my sponsor taught me. If you need more understanding or something's unclear, you look up words. And we look them up in our literature, and I'm so grateful for that tool because it says that the guidelines are precisely defined and that it's exact, it's without vagueness, it's accuracy, and it can be trusted, and it's truthful. So I don't have to come up with a plan. That's part of my disease, is that I have the bug of efficiency. I have the ego of I'm right, and I want it to be perfect and exact, and my perfectionism comes out there really bad, and especially around food. So if I don't get it right, then I don't want to try. But you all teach me that I don't have to have a plan. It can be God's plan. It doesn't have to be my plan, that the work is already done. I just have to follow the directions, and I have to take the suggestions. So I am a sugar addict through and through, and I had some sugar over the weekend, and then I could see the progression of it. And so I've been listening to the meetings again regularly. And I just went back to work actually this week too, and I could see how if I don't prepare food, then I struggle with not being able to stay abstinent and feed my body the way God wants me to be fed. So I know that God will relieve me. I've been relieved so much in this program. I always want it to be perfect. It's not perfect. I wish that it was, but with all of your help, I know that I don't ever have to diet again, and I don't ever have to feel the way that I did when I got here. And I, you know, nobody comes here on a winning streak. I certainly didn't either. And I'm going to keep coming back because y'all make it possible for me to live a healthy and happy life. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nina S. Reva G., please go ahead, and you're followed by Robin P. Star one to unmute, Reva.
Hello, this is Reva G.
Hi, please go ahead.
Yes. When I first walked into this into the rooms of OA, that was maybe 43 years ago,
Reva, we're not hearing you. Reva G?
I am now unmuted. I hope I was before, but let's see if this works.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Okay, so I said that I had failed at suicide. I had on instinct, without any having any religious background or practice whatsoever, I started to attend churches and synagogues just because I did not know how to live, and there was no human being I could talk to. So I went and sat, and I had a spontaneous spiritual experience. I had a spontaneous psychic change. And I only realized this recently, but God had carried me through, and I suddenly was able to get a divorce. My former husband was a batterer, and I could face off against him, and I don't know where the strength came from. Of course, I do know now, but, I mean, I was a changed person. Then finally, I ended up in OA, but I had no we. There was no we anywhere. I walked in and I found people being much more frank and open than I had found them anywhere else. And I seemed to need that. But I was not able to have any communication with anybody because, frankly, I didn't identify with anybody and nobody could identify with me. I looked at the 12 steps and I looked at the ninth and said, everybody I hurt deserved it. I'll never make an amends in my life. I tried to diet for 20 years and kept relapsing for 20 years until I finally hit a bottom. And then, in desperation, I fell in with a cult in AA, and that's where I picked up this book. This book was written for me. I made connection with no one, just the book. And now, of course, I have a lot of recovery. I have 22 years of abstinence back to back, but I am an atypical person. I don't see myself as a we, but I so find myself in this book. It was written for me. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you to Reva G, and I'm really glad you're able to get back online. Robin P., you will be our final share today. I'm so sorry, Patty. We won't have time for you. And Robin, we just have 2 minutes. So please go ahead.
Thank you so much for your service. It's so good to hear you, Elaine. I'm Robin P. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Vero Beach, Florida. And, you know, it's amazing to me. 100 people, and it was awesome. Can you imagine 100 recovered people? Now look at it. And now look at how many programs there are. Sometimes I hear of a new program and I'll think, you're kidding. Wow, that's amazing. And it's just because it's a program that works for everything. I can do a 10-step on everything, on anything. I can work the steps on anything. And God helps me. The care of God, turning my will and my life over to the care of God. And also praying only for knowledge of his will for me and the power to carry that out. What a relief. Oh, my gosh. That means I don't have to figure it out. I don't have to control anything, which is such an illusion anyway. And also, I just love that it says, and besides, we are sure that our way of living has its advantages for all. No kidding. Wow. It's amazing how many. Wow, you know, 100 people, that's really good. 100 people, that's 100 lives. That's 100 starfish that got put back in the ocean. It matters for that starfish. But now look at it. You know, wow, and how many programs there are. It's just a miraculous thing. And just follow the success, you know, and the lineage. And, you know, I always say to new sponsees, what my sponsor said to me, are you willing to go to any length to recover? And if the person says, no, not yet, I just said, just pray to hit bottom so you can get on with your recovery. And it's not for people who need it. It's for people who want it and do it. I'm really grateful to be here. God bless everybody with a very abstinent, blessed day. Thanks so much for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Robin P. And that is going to finish our sharing for today. So thank you, everybody who shared. We're going to transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book, page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Jordan L. please read A Vision for You?
Hey, good morning, Elaine. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Gunnison, Colorado, and grateful to be abstinent and here with you guys this morning. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. So see to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge this road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.